morning. Moments of Melody time again. 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day. Here's an article titled, The Countdown. Young men and women are considering a new work, that of space pilots or astronauts and related occupations. Citizens of our one world have become conversant about orbital flights and weightlessness to which spacemen must adjust. Observers note that from 8 to 12 miles above sea level, body fluids boil. Hence, the engineers equip the astronaut with a special suit to adjust to the temperature. In a series of simulated flights, the trainee must react favorably, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Many still erroneously believe that spaceflight is for the few individuals who qualify as astronauts. Every man, woman, and child should plan for a spaceflight. However, everyone needs to equip himself. Everyone needs to be ready for launching. Flight into space has been planned by God for thousands of years. He describes the flight thus: For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Having observed the nature of the flight, we look for launching instructions. We also read in the Bible, Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. According to the flight engineer, we must be in Christ. How? God's Word says, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And again, But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Christ has made all the provisions, but we have to receive him. We have to receive the gift of salvation. Are you ready for this countdown? Have you received him?
If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart.
Gospel according to Dr. Luke chapter 9. And the Lord Jesus called the 12 apostles to him, and gave them power and authority over all devils, to cure diseases, sending them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, Take nothing with you to use on your journey, staff or wallet or bread or money. You are not to have more than one coat apiece. You are to lodge in the house you first enter, and not change your abode. Wherever they deny you a welcome, as you leave the city, shake off the dust from your feet in witness against them. And so they set out and passed through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing the sick wherever they went. The first step in getting ready for the great countdown is to receive Christ as your Savior. After that, He has a work for you to do, just like He had for the disciples.